Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, a spokesman says Governor Wolf will sign a bill to address the cost of cleaning water, cleaning up water contaminated by the former Willow Grove Naval Air Station and other military installations. The bill now on its way to the governor's desk. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
The bill to become law would redirect a portion of tax revenue generated by the future redevelopment of former military installations, including the Willow Grove base, to create the Military Installation Remediation Fund. The money would be used to mitigate local surcharges on ratepayers and to address PFAS water contamination caused by the military installation. Democrat Maria Collette, whose district includes the former Willow Grove station, spoke as the state Senate gave final approval.
My district is home to several former and active military bases that used firefighting foams containing dangerous per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, for decades.
She says she voted for the bill despite her concerns that it does not do enough to make sure that everyone with a stake in revitalization of PFAS-contaminated communities gets aid. In Harrisburg, Tony Romeo, KYW News Radio.